If cancer, somebody says, if you were diagnosed with cancer, what'd you do? Man, I went to the best doctors in the country. I had all the best. Now I'm had surgery and I'm doing radiation. Did you go to God and tell Him you're sorry for about the unforgiveness you had for that guy I heard you talk about 6 months ago? Well, what's that got to do with it? I said, that's why you're sick with cancer. No, couldn't be. Yeah. How long have you had that unforgiveness toward that person? Well, about 10 years. So if that's what done it, then why did God wait 10 years? He's being merciful.
That's right.
He's being gracious. That's right. He's trying to get your attention. And finally one day, He said, that's it. I'm the employer. You're the employee. And I've tried all these years. I've sent people to you and to you. And I've tried to get you to straighten up. And you will not. So now then, it's over. And what if God says, and at this point, I'm assigning you the sin unto death. But Lord, I'm only 45. He said, that's all right. You got the unforgiveness 10 years ago. And I've tried and I've sent people. I've had preachers preach on it in churches you've been to. You've heard it over and over and over. And you will not forgive. So I don't care if you're 45. Devil, go get him. And this time, I've assigned the sin unto death for him. And that's written in the Scripture. You know that? If you sin, the sin unto death. 1 John says, I tell you, not even pray about that because there ain't no answer. It's over. God has given you the death certificate and you're going to die. And when you leave here with unforgiveness, you might wind up in hell. Now then, was it worth holding that grudge against her or him all those years? I don't think so. I don't think so. So, put on the full armor of God. In every battle, you will need faith. And you're going to need some faith. You ain't going to win your battles without faith, are you, Steve? You got to have faith. And where does faith come from?
Hearing
the Word of God. Read it out loud. When you're driving down the road in your car, don't have your radio turned on some country and western that's singing somebody done somebody wrong song. And turn that dumb thing off and put you a CD in there or a tape about the Word of God.
Amen.
So you can learn what the Word says. If you got it in there, the Word's feeding your spirit. And then you'll be a different person. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. Now, I know I've done this before, and I know Eldon has done this. I've been with him several times. When somebody would be in excruciating pain in their leg, their back, their arm, and Eldon would reach up and say, after you've repented, I'm going to pull that fiery dart out of you. Seen him literally reach up like he's taking hold of a fiery dart, and I say, come out, and he jerks that thing, and their pain goes away just like that. He pulled a fiery dart out of them. Where'd that thing come from? The devil. Where'd he learn about that fiery dart? Right here. In the Word of God. In other words, the devil has got his bow and arrow aimed right at you. And when you sin, he loves it, doesn't he, Deborah? And he just turns that thing loose and that arrow, and it's going to get you if you don't repent before it gets there. If you don't repent and walk in the righteous God and raise that shield of faith back up, that arrow is going to penetrate you and you're going to be in pain. That's what he's talking about here. The aimed at you by Satan, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I mean, when you got that sword, and I've made this statement several times, I mean, you're saved, you've got your helmet of salvation on, and you've got this sword, which is the Word of God, and the devil comes at you and says, Terry, I'm going to get you. And you reach down and you say, oh, yeah? And you reach and you pull your sword out, and there's a great big gleaming, beautiful sword, and the Word begins to come out of her mouth. I have power over you. I've repented of every sin. He says, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he's getting out of the way. He's running backwards. But now she reaches over there, grabs hold of that thing, and pulls it out, and there's one little tiny verse in her mouth, so the blade's about that long.
That's right.
And he says, oh, woman, you don't know enough to get me. You hadn't repented of that sin, so I'm going to get you. And you can't do much with a sword with a blade about that long, can you? That don't work much, does it, Frank?
Not exactly a two-edged
sword. Not exactly. You need that thing. You need a lot of them scriptures in your heart, don't you? So when you pull that sword out, it's gleaming. And you say, Lord, I repent. If I've done anything wrong, I repent. And the Lord says, oh, now I've got your attention. Yep. That's like that young man that come to church few years ago, the Lord spoke to him and told him. He said, I want you to be one of my preachers. And he says, no. What's wrong, Hilton? Oh, make sure he knows what he's doing. Don't turn it the wrong way. We need to turn that on. He's cold. Anybody cold? Okay. Just one second. Let me show you how to do it. That way you won't turn it off. Because if you turn it off, then you got to relight the pilot. I don't have it. Okay. It's real easy if you know what you're doing. But I'm sweating, so I didn't know whether y'all were cold or not. I'm sweating, literally sweating up here, running down my back. But anyway, that's okay. Praise the Lord. But anyway, this young man, the Lord told him, called him, said, I want you to be one of my preachers. He said, Lord, I am not going to preach the Word of God. I am not a preacher. So God didn't say a thing to him. Not a thing. But a year later, he said, Here he was a year later laying in a hospital on his deathbed. The guy come to him and said, you know, we've done the test. You've come in here feeling bad. We've done these tests and we're sorry to tell you, but you got about 2 weeks left to live. He said, 2 weeks? He said, I'm young. He said, sir, we just done the test. So he starts crying out to God. God, Lord, Lord, I mean, I'm young. I don't want to die. And then a little while the Lord says, oh, you don't want to die? He said, but you told me that you wouldn't do what I asked you to do. I told you to preach, and you said no. So he said, if you're not going to do what I told you, then I don't need you. So yeah, I'm going to cut your tree down. I'm going to bring you home. He said, Lord, but I'm just like 38 or whatever he was. He said, Lord, I don't want to die at 38. He said, Lord, I'll do anything you tell me to do. Oh, he says, now that you're on the deathbed with 2 weeks to live, I have your attention. He said, yes, Lord, I repent. Lord, if you want to preach, I may not be a very good preacher, but Lord, I'll do the best I can. I'll do anything you tell me to do from this day forward. The Lord said, oh, okay. Okay, now that I have your attention, you've agreed to do what I say. He said, you're okay, you're well. He said, Thurman, in 1 hour, I was completely well. And he said, I've never been sick from that day to this. Now, who's in control of making you sick? God really is. I mean, who is it that cuts your tree down? God does. If you're well and blessed, who is it that's kept you like that? God has. Do you want to stay like that?
Amen.
Yes, then you better continue to obey Him. You better not get off into sin. You better put on the full armor of God. And you better have the Word hidden in your heart. Let's go to the next couple of verses. Pray at all times and on every occasion. Pray how often? All the time. And for everything you do, pray about it. Just like here a while back, I know y'all have heard me say this, when I couldn't find that book with those codes for that heater that time over there in one of our other buildings, when I had frantically looked all over, called everywhere there in my office, couldn't find it, Dave walked in. He said, Pastor, what's wrong? I said, Dave, I can't find that book with those codes in it. He said, my pastor would ask, have you prayed about it yet? I had to say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I repent. Lord, will you please... Dave's standing right there at the end of my desk. I said, Lord, would you please show me where that book is with the codes? Thank you, Lord, for the book. Bam! I knew exactly where it was. Went right out, went right to it, got it, had it in 2 minutes. And I'd been looking for it all day. Now then... How often did he say pray? For how many things? What is it I don't understand about that? What is it we don't understand about it? Are we all human beings? Yes, we try to do it ourselves when all the answers are in the book. Pray at all times and on every occasion in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. Be persistent.
Right.
Now then, like the story of the unjust judge and the woman.
Right.
This woman wore that judge out with her coming.
Amen.
He said, I don't fear God or man, but this woman has wore me out with her coming. I'm going to see that she gets justice.
Amen.
See, now God put that in there because that's the way you girls are. You know, you're persistent.
Yeah.
You want something, you're going to show us some way how to get it. You know, you're going to be persistent. If you don't get it the first time, you'll come around the back door and you'll do it. Is that true, girls? Is that the way y'all don't give up? You're persistent when you want something, right? Elder's over there raising Nancy's hand, having her shake her hand. Raise the Lord. He's lived with that girl a long time. He knows how she is, and he knows she gets what she wants most of the time. That's for sure. Then it says, and pray for me too. Now that might go for me. Paul's talking about himself, but I'm telling you, and pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words as I boldly explain God's secret plan that the good news is for the Gentiles too. Well, now we are Gentiles. Now, verse 20 on that. And it says in verse 20, I am in chains now for preaching this message as God's ambassador, but pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Now, I am not in chains or in prison, and I hope I never have to go there. You know, I wouldn't want to go there at all for preaching the gospel. But, you know, the day may come when we may lose our freedom totally in America. I hope not. But we do see that being eroded away at a very rapid pace. When you see the places today, this year, that because of the few little things, happy holidays. Don't say Merry Christmas. Don't say Jesus is Lord. You might offend somebody. Well, praise God. If you're going to be around me, you're going to hear all about Jesus. And if you're offended, hey, just like in a cafeteria years ago at Sky Chef, when I was called into the director's office with the HR director, and they said, Thurman, you offend somebody in the cafeteria. Now, we had people from all races all over the world work for Sky Chef. I mean, they were red and yellow, black and white. I mean, we had every kind of person you can name that worked there from everywhere. And few of them knew Jesus as Lord and Savior. Very few of them. Some of them did, but most of them didn't. Well, when I went in there in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I changed that place in the 7 years I was there. I guarantee I changed that place, or Jesus changed it through me. But anyway, they called me and said, you offended somebody. I said, how did I offend somebody? They said, somebody come to us and said, you were sitting at a table and you said that, they said, if you didn't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you would burn in hell forever.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.